The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security, disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
For the Drives top five at five.
So disappointed. Quitting time, by the way. 5 o'clock, your Wednesday afternoon.
Closing time.
Came across a... There's like a whole tray of brownies out there. I think the Talk Sports boys brought the brownies to the table today. But are you aware of the fact, Bear, that there is not a single piece, not a single piece
of plastic cutlery?
Of silverware, plastic or otherwise. Not just like knife. I'm talking fork, spoon. Like there's stuff. We would starve in here. Well, I guess we'd eat with our hands like barbarians.
Do you want a brownie? I'll go get you one.
No, I don't want you to reach in there. They've already done
those?
That.
Yeah, they did.
They've got like the hand marks in there. They're just ruffians.
I've got a knife.
You've got a knife?
Yeah. I got a switchblade, too. I can use my switchblade.
It just shocks me that, what kind of place of business?
Hand me my switchblade. I'll get the switchblade.
What kind of place
top five
of,
five
of business doesn't have some plates and like some plastic forks and knives around you? I mean, I looked all over. It's not a big building. I looked all over.
God only knows what's in those brownies, too.
I mean, Bear's going to go over there with his freaking Indiana Jones. Oh, that's not an off.
It's Rambo, boy.
And start cutting into there. But anyway, Parker, go ahead. Top five, five.
All right. Number one, as we talked about earlier, Kevin Durant confirms today via social media that he indeed ruptured his Achilles. He underwent surgery today and said, quote, "My road back starts now. I got my family and my loved ones by my side, and we truly appreciate all the messages and support people have sent our way."
By the way, I am aware, John Tweet, that it is pronounced Achilles, or at least that's how I pronounce it. I was just saying Achilles because that's the way Bear and Trey are pronouncing
it.
And
I
find that
there.
Amusing.
Number two, according to CBSSports.com, at least six college basketball programs will be notified of major Level 1 NCAA violations by this summer. NCAA Vice President for Regulatory Affairs Stan Wilcox said two high-profile programs would receive notification of allegations by early July. The remaining four would be rolled out later in the summer in what was described as a wave of NCAA violations investigation.
Wave of violation. Come on, Bear. What am I singing?
Excited.
Wave of violation.
Wave of mutilation.
The Pixies. No, Trey, stop. That's Billy Joel. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Why?
We only play 80s Joel.
Number three.
The freaking Catalina wine.
Today, the Cleveland Cavaliers announced that they have hired Lindsey Gottlieb as an assistant coach under John Beilein.
Is that Doug's sister?
It's got to be, right? I mean, it's got to be from the Gottlieb family.
I think it's Doug's sister.
It's interesting. The NBA, like, they're so, I won't even say ahead of the curve because there is no curve. No other, predominantly men's sport hires women as coaches. And they've got, Becky Hammon.
Yep.
I saw where the Pelicans recently hired Swin Cash. Remember her? From UConn as a front office role. And now the Cavs are hiring Gottlieb. Is she a coach or
assistant?
What do you mean now?
Yeah, is she an on-the-floor coach or is she
an assistant,
Okay.
She'll sit beside him. She spent the last 8 years at Cal as the women's basketball coach.
To me, people say, I'm sure there's some chauvinist out there saying, women don't belong on the men's sport. Women can't do nothing. I was like, really? Do you think that there is some physical skill that Greg Popovich can get out there and show to the San Antonio Spurs? Like, she's probably just as able to go out there and practice with the guys and run a practice and stuff like that as half of these 80-year-old, bald-headed, no-seeing Jeff Van Gundy-looking NBA coaches.
Number four.
Yes.
Damn.
Trade talks over Anthony Davis have reignited as of late. The two teams to be involved in talks with the Pelicans are Bears Lakers and the Boston Celtics.
God, no.
the Lakers have discussed offering the number 4 pick as a trade check to help the Pelicans acquire a high-level player in multi-level team deals.
These are the only teams that have... Has anybody else been mentioned in regards to Anthony Davis? Am I missing something? It's always the Lakers
and the Celtics. But yeah, I would think if I'm the Pelicans, I'm jumping all over that. That gives you what, first and fourth. So you get Zion Williamson. I don't know who's slotted in at fourth in the draft right now. But I mean, you could pick up 2 top 5 lottery picks. I'd make the deal. Plus, whatever LA, I'm sure LA is going to throw in some more players. I want the unibrow in Cali.
You want him almost as much as you wanted LeBron last year.
I want him more than I wanted LeBron. I wouldn't care. What I would really prefer is if the Lakers traded LeBron for Anthony Davis.
It's going to be so awesome.
Stop.
When the Lakers get Anthony Davis and Bear, after pining for this trade all summer long. After he goes through another season in which he doesn't watch a single Lakers game, he hasn't watched.
If they get Anthony Davis, I will watch at least 4 games a month during the season.
You absolutely will not.
I absolutely will.
When that blows up in their face and they lose, it's going to be so awesome to hear Bear rant about the goofy unibrow. Kentucky cheated to get him. He sucks because he went to Kentucky. John Calipari sucks, and it was a terrible trade.
That's what I'll say if he goes to Boston.
That's what you're going to say when he goes to L.A. and the Lakers still suck. Yes, you will.
I want LeBron gone.
Yeah, I know you better than you know you.
Rich Paul said he would only go to Boston for 1 year.
He doesn't want to play in Boston. Nobody wants to play in Boston.
Why?
Nobody wants to live there. It's a garbage town with garbage sport franchises.
Whoa, hold
Please
up,
stop
homie.
Interrupting Parker Pewitt's top 5 at 5, Bear. That was very rude.
All right, and lastly.
Boston hater.
Yes. He's got something really important. I can
Russ,
feel it.
You'll
real,
like this.
Real big. Okay, this is just for me. Big update.
We have an update from France.
What?
France.
Nigeria defeated South Korea 2-0 in the Women's World Cup.
Thank God my bookie was going to come after
World
me.
World Cup of
the
what?
The big matchup between European powerhouses Germany and Spain ended 1-0 in favor of the Germans.
What the hell is happening right now?
And okay, France, the greatest threat to the American title.
What?
Defeats Norway 2-1.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I called my bookie and told him I went 2-1 today.
We are not going to lose to France. I don't care if it is girls kickball, okay? We're not losing to the Frogs, all right?
It's a hard stance to take.
It's a stance I've taken, and I've taken for a long time on this show.
Girls kickball.
I feel like Frogs is one step away from being a racial slur. I don't think you should say that.
No. What? That's because you like that guy that used to taunt me at...
It's derogatory.
It used to taunt me at bocce before my suspension.
I do like that French guy. Yeah, he's a French au pair. He came over to be a nanny.
And he gesticulated.
Big,
he's a wild
big arsehole
fan. He's a smack
talker.
No,
he's a great dude.
Was he a nanny?
Yeah.
He was your nanny?
He's not a great dude.
He was
he's a smack
not your
talker.
Nanny?
He's
you
probably listening right now.
I'm
trying to... What was that dude's name? I haven't seen him in ages.
Tony Parker.
Can't remember.
And we messaged
French people.
Todd at Hops.
Are great, proud people. Dealing with a lot right now, Bear, after the burning of Notre Dame. And they don't need you, the ugly American, coming in here.
We got Jeremy
ripping all
trying
over
to get a player to be in football.
Yeah, we're trying to recruit. We're trying to make inroads
we're
with our basketball program.
Recruiting a Frenchman to play football?
Well, we're trying to give him a scholarship.
Oh.
Jeremy's squad.
That ain't going to happen, but... Anyhow,
what would Josephat Bilal is in town right now, Bear, and it's not unlikely at all. In fact, it's probably likely that the Deacon, shout out to Rick Barnes, is driving around right now in his 1998 GMC Yukon.
Is that what year that thing is?
With Josephat Bilal riding shotgun. They're heading out to Pete's to catch a little late supper. And Rick's like, see, Josephat, we got great passion from our fan base. Check it out. This show, The Drive, they talk Tennessee basketball 365. And he turns it on, and here's Bear just running down the young man's country.
Thanks a lot, Bear.
You're hurting our recruiting, Bear.
You just ruin things.
I don't care.
You're hurting
recruiting. I stand where I stand on this subject.
Josephat, you should come out here. East Tennessee is a great place to get an education. We have a great French exchange program. We
it's
got
not
Yves
far
Pons
from France.
On the. It's not far from France at all. We got Yves Pons already on the roster, so you got a buddy. Y'all can talk en français to each other. S'il vous plaît. And
we got good French studies here in Tennessee.
Yeah, we got that place down there. What's the fondue joint down on
the melting pot?
Old City, the melting pot. It's practically
that's,
French.
That's not a French restaurant. There's
we've got French fries pretty much everywhere. French bread.
French bread. Got a crap ton of that.
Mustard.
Gold, yellow mustard. Yeah.
We have a lot of French people to come to Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge.
We got the French Broad River. I mean, come on. What's not to like, Josephat?
Nothing.
But could you just wait a minute? Because if Kerry Blackshear commits this weekend, we want him more than we want you. So just wait. Just wait. You know, we're going to slow play you here. But if it doesn't work out with Blackshear, if Kentucky outbids us, then we might have a spot for you.
Maybe you can go hang out like the whole football team did last night. The whole football team went to that main event. Entertainment
really?
Complex. Yes.
Are they doing a team building thing?
There were videos of like Jennings and Dominic Wood Anderson like getting on the zip line inside of the place and like flying around. And
I love that.
Pruitt, doesn't sound safe.
Jeremy Pruitt was smiling when he was.
That's always noteworthy.
He was in a race car game, like he was laughing. I don't know.
Have you ever been to Main Event Bear?
I don't know if
you. Yes, I went with you.
Camera.
Where did we? Oh, with the RX folks.
Yeah,
yeah,
me and you
that was a lot of
and
fun.
John and Chance.
You ever been in there?
John's yeah. mom and everybody went.
Very cool.
Yeah, that was neat. So they all went out last night.
Jiffy Lube.
Busloads.
Now has 5 Jiffy Lube multi-care facilities. See, Josephette, we got 9 Jiffy Lubes throughout the area. You never have to worry about getting your oil changed. There's always one nearby.
Sounds French.
And 5 of Jiffy Lube. Uh-huh. 5 of their locations are Jiffy Lube multi-care facilities, which can handle, in addition to oil changes, a variety of maintenance and mechanical issues. Plus, Jiffy Lube multi-care facilities are authorized Michelin dealers, so they have your next set of tires. Visit one in Maryville, in Eagleton, Alcoa, and Clinton. They've got 6 in Knoxville. Find out more about Jiffy Lube Multicare Facilities and where your nearest Jiffy Lube is at JiffyLubeKnoxville.com, where you can download a coupon for $10 off your next visit. That's JiffyLubeKnoxville.com. Get set to head back to the phones on this Wednesday afternoon where Phil is up next.
Yep.
Good afternoon, Phil.
Boy,
what's up, Philly?
How you trying, Baradun?
We're doing well, man. Thanks.
I enjoyed the reminiscing of Tennessee football today.
We'll walk down memory lane.
Yep. That was good old days, wasn't it?
Might be more pleasant than a walk in the immediate future.
Probably so.
I mean, like I said all along, we weren't going to beat Vanderbilt. Hate to beat the same point every day, but, you know, that's where our football program is.
Are you going to remind us of this every day until we play Vanderbilt?
Until we beat them. How about
until
that?
We beat them. Every
it's
call.
It's a disgrace that we lose to Vanderbilt.
Agreed. Wow. It is. Should never happen.
Peabody or Belmute or whatever the hell they are over there. Can't stand that bunch of garbage in that town.
Easy, Mayor. Easy.
But, guys, Burr, how come what did Buck Pearl do that's worse than what Roy Williams, Mike Krzyzewski, and Don Cupperi do?
Used a different kind of grill. Should have gone with a Traeger.
What?
Yeah, that's what Bruce Pearl did different.
Where?
I think somebody took a photograph mysteriously ended up in Ohio State.
I mean, how much of a loser do you have to be to get run out of Knoxville? You lose your dream job because of one of the most idiotic NCAA violations of all time.
What an idiot.
How big of a moron do you have to be to you get another chance in the same conference with a nice arena, everything you could possibly want. You build that program up. You take them to the Final Four, and you're going to get fired from that job too.
Is he going to get fired? I thought he still had a job.
Auburn is one of the schools that is most likely facing an NCAA investigation.
Whoa, really?
In light of the upcoming scandal.
You were breaking some news to me there, buddy.
Yeah, I read that thing today. I didn't see Auburn mentioned in there.
You will.
Really? All you got inside sources?
It's Bruce Pearl, Phil. Don't act like this is some sort of unlikely scenario.
Well, I was just trying to get Jamie to call. I mean, is LSU on that list?
I'm sure they have a reservation.
You're going to be talking to him.
Guys, this Frenchman's coming in town. I watched a little bit of his highlights. He kind of reminds me of Marcus Hayslip.
Oh, that's really? That's heavy praise.
Yeah, Marcus Hayslip wasn't a heavily recruited player, and he turned out to be pretty good. And I showed you, they are definitely, since Rick Warren signed that contract, the recruiting just took a complete 180. I don't know if having Kim English on their recruiting trail has helped that much, or all of them are getting on there good now. I don't know what's going on, but they're everywhere in recruiting.
I don't think Rick Barnes needed Kim English to tell him to go recruit Kerry Blackshear. But there are probably, you know, some of these other names that are coming out are pretty interesting. So do you think that, you know, Rick Barnes, since he signed the contract, feels, I won't say pressure, but like more obligated to
pressure.
Yeah, to increase the talent level on his roster?
Well, I mean, Ellie, he maybe wants to go to the Final Four. Really, you get down to it, Tennessee probably went about as far as they could go, considering they only had 7 players last year.
Hmm.
And in the end, our depth, Purdue had more depth than us, and that's the reason they beat us in the game outside of a few questionable calls.
Also, the pick and roll and the high ball screen is really what killed Tennessee.
Well, the Klein, I mean.
And Edwards.
Well, Barnes is working with these guys in the gym every day right now. So he knows who's in the gym getting shots up. He knows who's slacking. He knows who's truly committed. And he's a good evaluator of talent. So he knows, like, who's going to be able to pick up the slack for the guys who have departed. And if some of these guys that have kind of been languishing on the roster and haven't had a chance to make an impact yet, he knows whether or not they're going to be able to do that this year. So maybe he's just looking at what he's got coming back right now and saying, you know what? It's really not good enough.
Well, I mean, everybody wants to rip Rick Barnes for recruiting, and then when he goes out and tries to recruit, they rip him for going out and trying to better his roster. That's kind of a double, I mean, it's sword, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, this is what people wanted. Are people ripping him? I haven't been on the message boards.
Yeah, people ripping him because they're part of the dumbest fan base in America. They don't want to win. That's the reason why the football program went down. The fans didn't demand excellence, and you see what we got. We can't beat Vanderbilt. See?
Just a brush of breath there.
Straight
fresh
to the
air.
Point.
No, I like brush of breath there. That's good.
I have some interesting news out of the Dominican Republic, the New York Post Dominican Republic beat.
The DR?
Yeah. They reportedly, the Dominican police chief, Ney A. Batista, said they paid them 400,000 pesos, which was $8,000, to the two guys to try to kill David Ortiz.
Yeah.
Who? Paid.
Well, it says gang cartel.
Well, remember in the immediate aftermath of the shooting, the rumors that were going around were that
Big Poppy
may have been involved with somebody who might have had ties to some really
cartel?
some not nice people, some guys you don't want to have anything to do with.
They got the gun. A group of criminals charged $8,000 to try to assassinate David Ortiz.
Well, I mean, we've got the crime on tape. This shouldn't be a huge whodunit, right? We've got, I realize the Dominican Republic's, you know, police resources might not be up to par with what we take for granted here in the States, but it's Big Poppy. Like, if we want to, if they need some help, I'm sure we can lend them an expert or two who can, you know, look at that video and match whoever their suspects might be.
Dominican police chief says, in less than 72 hours, we have come a long way.
Imagine they caught the guy who'd been beaten half to death.
Yeah, haven't you seen that show, The First 72?
Yeah.
First 48, you mean?
Well, either way.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the phones here, and T-Carp is next on the drive. Hello, T-Carp.
Hey, guys. Any of you guys ever been to the Dominican Republic?
I've been to the San Juan Airport. I can't remember where I was going, but I remember being in the San Juan Airport and thinking, it's not a very nice airport.
Puerto Rico, though, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah,
no, it is nice. On the island of Dominica. It is like right next to Haiti, so Haiti borders it. I went on a mission trip there.
Yeah, that's right. It's Haiti and DR. You haven't been to DR.
Let me just describe this to you. We went to a pizza parlor. Out front of the pizza parlor, there was the Dominican military guarding the pizza parlor with an M16. That was that country. And the entire house, like their entire houses were like barred up with, and when I mean barred up, like the whole thing was in a cage, and you had to like unlock it to get inside the house. So it's got some nice areas and some not so nice areas. So it doesn't surprise me that maybe Big Poppy may have kicked off the wrong people, but the Dominican puts out the most baseball players like of any other country. Like,
the land of shortstops.
A bunch of Dominicans are there, are phenomenal baseball players.
No doubt about it. I mean, it's a sad story, man. It sounds like he's going to pull through. Like, I know he had some major organ damage going on through that thing, but it does sound like he's doing better, which is good.
Yeah, that is good. I got a question about the Tennessee football team. Everyone's talking about the quarterbacks and the wide receivers, and Joey Kent said that we had some running backs. Guys, other than Ty Chandler, is there really anyone that would play on any other team? And be honest with me. Trey, I know you'll be honest. You don't have the orange glasses on just yet.
If Jeremy Banks could hold on to the football, I think he would start on another team.
I think
Tim Jordan could get up the middle too. I mean, it depends on what team we're talking about. They ain't going to Alabama. And play.
You mind everybody's forgetting Eric Gray chose Tennessee over Michigan this past year too as a 4-star running back from Memphis.
That's true. So Chandler, would you put Chandler and Gray as your 1 and 2, or Chandler and Gray as your 1 and like? Gray is your third back right now.
I mean, Chandler's one.
I'll put Chandler one, and then the other four just in a big group.
The good thing about Gray is you can slip him out into the slot anytime you want to. You can technically have two running backs on the field at the same time.
If Jeremy Banks has solved his fumbling problem, I would probably put him at number 2.
I have a feeling they're going to be using Eric Gray a lot like they tried to use Alvin Kamara.
That makes sense. I just hope we can do something. I'm just looking at this roster. I just don't see much more than 7 wins. And I hate to just kind of revert back to football because we're in the summer silly season, but I just don't see it. You know, there's some other folks around town saying, oh, we need to win eight games, or, you know, this schedule backs up nicely to eight games. I don't see it. Do you guys?
I see the path there. I think 8-4 is a perfectly reasonable goal for Tennessee. But I also think that, you know, 6-6 is certainly in play. And it's just going to come down to those swing games, man. Like BYU, if you win that one, Mississippi State, and then South Carolina. I think those three games at home, man, you win those, you're going to have a chance to get to 8-4. But it's asking a lot. State or South Carolina's had your number of lately. Mississippi State's pretty good. And who knows, BYU. I mean, they're going to come in here with a bunch of 34-year-old dudes named Taylor. It's going to be
– I agree.
It's going to be tough.
One other thing. You know, the man of South Knoxville, he always talks about Vanderbilt. When you start thinking about it, is Derek Mason the most underrated coach in the SEC?
No.
Who do you think he is? Derek Dooley.
No.
Are we including coordinators in this?
Yeah, I mean, think about it. We think he's a smut, but look at him. He put a quarterback into the NFL, and he's got what, you know, you guys said, one of the best, coming in quarterbacks in the SEC now.
Yeah, I put that more to Tennessee's on a 100-year lull. They had the room to get, and they've maximized it. They've definitely gotten traction, and they've gotten up on us. But if Tennessee doesn't fall off the cliff 10 years ago, we're not getting beat regularly by Vanderbilt.
Missouri's complete program was off a cliff. Did they not? Their complete team walked out. Said they wouldn't, you know, said they wouldn't play. And they're still beating our rear ends. How does a program that's never had any SEC pride or dominance or anything like that come into the SEC East and just absolutely kick our rear ends year after year?
Because they were a good program in the Big 12.
Okay.
I mean, it's kind of as simple as that. If you're playing crappy football like Tennessee's been doing the last 10 years, pretty much anybody from any conference can come in and give you a shot every week.
Well, that is a good point, but they have continued to do it while Tennessee has continued to flounder.
Because Missouri's had a prolific offense at times for the last
Well, Coach, they're a solid program, yeah. But I mean, I think both Trey and Bear are right here. I mean, Missouri's good. That's a quality program, but there's no doubt they have also benefited from Tennessee is not what they were in the 1990s. Florida has not been what they were in the 90s and the 2000s.
Hell, they had two SEC East appearances. I mean, that shows you.
And Georgia wasn't. You know, Georgia was floundering when they went to those two championship games too. Right. Now, so you know, now Georgia is playing the kind of football that Tennessee and Florida were playing back when we were running this league. Is Missouri coming close to an SEC championship game appearance? As long as that is happening, probably not.
But they're still beating our rear ends with three stars.
Oh, they're getting in line, T. Carp. Who isn't beating our rear ends?
I mean, I get that, but I want to know how all these other programs can do it. How can Florida, you know, flounder and still win?
They didn't hire Butch Jones. They didn't.
But every situation is different. I mean, let's not compare the ease with which it is to rebuild Florida to Tennessee. It's just
Florida's had good players.
It's just a different ballgame. You can get good players there easily because there's a billion of them in your backyard. That's not the deal here at Tennessee.
And we can't even get players from Cass. My goodness. See y'all.
It helps if they're offered.
Thank you, Bear. Who haven't we offered from Catholic?
I can think of somebody right now that's out there. I haven't gotten an offer yet.
Who?
Out of Supe.
I'm talking about football, you dullard. Stay with us. We're back right after this. It's The Drive on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
The Drive's podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group today at 865-566-0800. Applying for disability can be very tedious. Having an experienced attorney on your side makes it easy. Call Disability Advantage Group, 865-566-0800, or visit online at dag-us.com.
Brought to you by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for disability benefits? Call DAG today at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
So we're up to five suspects detained now in the Big Poppy thing.
What are they doing?
Any of them the head of a drug cartel?
You're a suspect in the Big Poppy shooting. You're a suspect in the Big Poppy shooting. We're all suspects. Five suspects, including the alleged gunman, have been detained in the shooting of Red Sox star David Ortiz, the Dominican Republic's chief prosecutor says today. The sixth suspect is being pursued in the shooting, which witnesses said was carried out by two men on a motorcycle and two other groups of people in cars. So this is an organized crime type thing.
Got the shooter.
Yeah.
It's good. 400,000 pesos.
Wonder how it's going to go for these guys in a Dominican jail.
I can't imagine those are nice places to be.
As good as it's going for El Chapo in an American jail.
Well, he's probably in...
He's in a Supermax.
In his own room.
Colorado Rockies.
Staring at four walls all day.
He'll never see the sun again.
That would suck.
What would you rather have that, or would you rather take your chances in general population?
General pop. I got to talk to somebody.
You wouldn't want to be
I will host something. Some kind of game show night for the prison inmates.
Nah.
Yeah. You'll host a game of let's whip Trey's ass and steal all his stuff.
And then
a fun game.
Just take
prison.
I'm fine. Like, I'm fine by myself. I love being by myself.
I would prefer, if I'm going to be in jail for the rest of my life, put me in Supermax.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I'll read.
23 hours a day by yourself every day?
You are aware of what happens to guys like us in prison, right?
I get it.
We're not hardened criminals here.
Man,
you're aware of the reputation.
23 hours a day.
You're aware of the rapey vibe.
But if you get claustrophobic.
I mean, there's some dry. I mean, you're ensuring your safety, but you also are never going to see the sun ever again.
What if you get claustrophobic?
Yeah, sun's overrated.
Have you ever seen anything in the documentaries about how they design the Supermax?
Oh, that's awful.
What if you get a TV?
You get a TV in there? You give him a TV.
I'd be done with myself in 2 days.
Like,
I'd just keep ramming my head into the wall.
I mean, I would be bored. But first of all
you need is a pen pal to send you books, and I'd be fine.
First of all, I realize if I'm going to prison, I've done something really wrong. So it's my own fault, right?
I mean, if you're at Supermax, you're down the street from Ted Kaczynski.
Second of all, the time that I'm like longing for human interaction and contact, I'll just think, well, yeah, this is kind of lonely, but I'd rather be lonely than really intimate with Bubba in the shower right now.
Or fought over like some kind of, you know, prize between the Aryan Brotherhood and, you know, the devil's disciples.
Would you call in during your phone time for a live spot?
Yeah, let's go to Russell here in the Block C.
Do you accept to collect charge from? Yes.
Please take the call, guys. I'm so bored. I'm going
Russell,
crazy.
How's your day going there, Russell?
I've had beans for lunch every day for the past 7 months. God.
So let us update you on the last 6 months of sports.
Big Poppy's wife said that her husband is able to sit up and take some steps as he continues to recuperate, so he's doing a little better.
I wonder how many surgeries. I can't imagine. Let me put my doctor hat on again here, Russ. I can't imagine that the Dr. level Bear. Of surgical skill at whatever hospital he was at in the DR is as good as Massachusetts General. Like, I'm wondering if he's going to have to go back in.
Probably got him out of the DR with bullets still in him.
I imagine he's going to have to probably have some more surgery. It was a through and through.
I'm going to need you to hold off on that surgery. Let me get back to Boston. It's okay.
I'll just hold my own guts in until I get there.
I think it's basically stabilized him, and then I'm sure his family got on the phone with the Red Sox, and they sent an air ambulance for him.
Well, it's not like Dr. Nick from The Simpsons is down there.
Pretty damn close, man.
And his wife sees the video.
Hey, Big Poppy, don't worry. I cut your belly open with this rusty saw. You are better now. God. Ooh, it's really nasty inside your stomach, Big Poppy. So much blood and guts.
Worse than Supermax prison.
I mean, it perforated like multiple organs as that thing tumbled through him.
Oh, man.
He's lucky to be alive. Tough guy, Big Poppy.
Still wouldn't go to Supermax.
The docket is brought to you by Disability Advantage Group. You can check them out online at dag-us.com. Don't forget, Disability Advantage Group offers free consultations. So if you have any questions about qualifying for disability benefits, give them a call. One call does it all. That's 865-566-0800. Or you can go online at dag-us.com.
I have a question for you.
I might have an answer.
Okay. This goes for Bear, too. Because Bear's a little more hardcore, I think. Okay.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, I don't.
I'm tougher than you. Everybody knows it.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't want to go
deal with it.
If I were to say, okay, I'll give you $1 million. $1 million. Would you spend a full year in a Supermax facility and you get to watch every Saturday one college football game on the little television.
I've already explained my stance on jail to you.
I feel like we had this, or what? What's?
No, if I gave you $1 million, would you?
Oh, $1 million.
No, that was eight free throws or a year in prison.
Oh yeah, that was a good one.
This is
that
different.
Was a good
this
one.
Is, $1 million. No,
it was
cash.
It was one NBA three-pointer.
One NBA three out of ten.
No, absolutely not. I'm not going to give up.
I give you $1 million tax-free to spend a year in a Supermax
facility.
And
I get to watch college football every week?
One game.
One game a week?
One game a week.
You watch all the Tennessee games. I would still say no.
Yes.
He might not make
my
it.
My wife would
third
pack
week.
My bags.
Well, I'm sure she would.
A
you're
million
you.
Dollars.
I don't think we need to show but you no. the Tennessee game at Supermax. That might not end well.
I would never give up. You only get so many, man.
I treat it as a
category.
Vacation, man. I get some reading done. I'd maybe write a book. Think of all the things you could do if you didn't have to do anything for you're getting
really cool
out.
Beard.
You're safe. Yeah, the food's not going to be great. You're going to be bored. But if you treat it as like, listen, I'm going
to. You know what you need to do?
You get dinner
before you say
every
that,
night.
Exactly. You need to Google
room service.
Google the effects on a human being that solitary for a solid year.
That's
crazy.
But you don't have a study on somebody doing that for an entire year knowing that it's just
out.
A year
I'm
and
not,
you're getting
I'm not
out
wasting
and you're
a
getting
year
a million
of my life
dollars.
For money. It's money. That's the problem with people.
Yeah,
you
but,
walk out of the prison gate, I hand you a briefcase with $1 million.
Buddy, I'm walking out of here tonight happier than a pig in
cash,
slop.
Homie.
And I'm poor,
you
and I don't care.
You wouldn't do it?
Hell no. Here's
the thing, Bear.
Would you do it for 6 months?
No.
No offense.
What about
here?
If it was even in gym
I'd do
pop?
It for 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Hell no. This ain't 6 weeks in on
two
A&E.
Weeks, you're only getting $600,000 for 2 weeks.
I'd do 2 weeks for $600,000. I'm not giving up any more than 2 weeks of my life being locked up like that.
Would you go on that show on A&E?
No, those people are complete morons, Trey. Hell no.
30 days in.
You've probably wasted... In 3 years here with me, you've probably wasted a solid year of your lifetime for next to nothing doing this.
To be honest, it's something that my family points out to me from time to time.
I don't think I could because I'm claustrophobic. I'm never doing anything bad, ever. Sorry, period.
I just know that you only get
good.
I will
so
not
many times.
Risk being claustrophobic in a jail cell. I will go crazy.
You only get just a set number of years alive. I don't want to waste it sitting in a prison for money. Money's not that important to me.
I'm not saying you're going to die in prison.
I know, but I'm not. My time is more valuable than that.
Hey,
I'm not going to be locked up.
Of yard time.
Nah.
Wow, that's surprising to me. Get to watch one college football game a week.
Well, the other thing you have to take in consideration here is Bear's quite a bit older than us.
Well, but it's 1 year, though.
I'm not quite a bit older than you.
Yeah, quite a bit older. Like
we are in the same generation. You're at the kind of towards the back of it, and I'm kind of towards the front of
it,
Russ.
Like I'm telling you, you have to go here, to the
here's
pop the, and
were you worried
the
that the Soviets were going to blow us all up in the 80s?
Yes, but
no.
Here's the difference.
And we're in the same one.
Here's
me and you are not.
It's a matter of perspective. You are very much more of the, yeah, nothing's guaranteed. I could die tomorrow. Laissez le bon temps rouler. Like that kind of – I'm talking a lot of French today on the show. Like you're much more rolling. Like, I don't have a ton of time left. And I'm okay with that. I'm planning on living to 100, baby.
Oh.
I will live forever, man. Like, you could cut my head off like in the Futurama,
I mean,
just put me in a tank.
You might.
Like,
you're
whatever.
Skinny. You don't smoke cigarettes. You eat healthy, and your wife takes good care of you.
Okay.
So I got a long time to – there's a
but
lot
to
I
the
can
rest
do
of us here at
with
Fan
a million
Run
dollars.
Don't have the same outlook.
Okay, well, then
that's what I'm saying.
Here's a flip side of it then, Bear. Here's a flip side that I bet you would take. If I said, Bear, you got to go do 6 months in solitary confinement. You only get 1 hour per day out in the field, maybe if that. But – Butch Jones is not your head coach at Tennessee.
I mean, he's not my head coach.
He would not have been your head coach at Tennessee.
If you don't do it, he's coming back.
Oh, I don't. I mean, now you guys are just being silly.
Absolutely. If I was in some Inception
I'd run him
movie
off if he tried to come back.
And said, hey, you go spend 6 months, I'll erase your memory of the Butch Jones era.
No. I warned myself by that dark pit of fire that still burns towards that idiot.
What if I said if
we hired a trumpet player to be the head damn coach?
No. What if I said if
that's too late? You brought up Butch Jones, Trey.
No,
brought him up.
Let him go.
He ruined our program. He just destroyed it. We let some guy that never.
If you don't go do 6 months, he's coming back. You go to
6 months. I mean, it's asinine. I'm not going to entertain it. But you've brought up Butch Jones now, so let's go down my greatest hits.
Oh God,
size 6 shoe wearing fool.
Why would you do that, Trey?
Well, hell, I didn't know
he went to Stride. We know we called him on the direct Coach Stride Right because that's where he bought his tennis shoes, his fancy Nikes. He had to go down to Stride Right with the other 8-year-olds.
What the hell's Stride Right?
It's a shoe shop for kids, Troy. Trey.
What the hell's
Troy? Just called him Troy.
Well, I don't know. He's got me hot. I don't like talking about Butch Jones.
I know. Easy, big fella. Oh,
damn, I was going to get him on next okay. week.
It's critical. Bring him up again. He's gone. Okay.
Coming up, we'll have time for another phone call or two if you want to jump in. 865-546-8200. 546-8200, the shocking conclusion of the drive coming up. I want to talk for a bit about the U.S. women's team celebrations. Yeah. Were they over the top? Was it too much? Is that just a sign of the wussification of America?
Eh, we'll talk about it. Low class.
We'll talk about Oh.
Low class.
I'm kind of surprised at that take. We'll flesh it out when we continue next on The Drive.
The Drive.
Thank you to Cole McCormick bringing a proper knife to the Fan Run Studios, cutting the brownies.
Good job, Cole.
You were not supposed to eat those. I'm just going on record.
You put a pan of brownies in the middle of the Fan Run Studios. You just leave them there.
Cody said they were Talk Sports brownies.
Probably a camera in there somewhere.
First of all, this is the Fan Run Studios, and The Drive runs the show here. So
that's true.
If you're going to leave your brownies around, you can expect them to be eaten. They're pretty good. They're pretty good. Thank you to Cole. I mean, a glass of milk, if he had brought that, too. I mean,
dinner knife in there? What kind of knife did he have?
I don't know, but he cut the whole thing, and I ate all the corners.
Are you kidding me? Not only did you take brownies that weren't
I love the corner
take,
pieces. If I'm going to eat multiple brownies, I'm
– You really did. You went out there, and you ate every corner piece?
You don't believe me?
Yeah. I mean, I just
– I love the corner pieces, man.
So you're going to eat them all?
You just did that. What do you – Not all the brownies, but all the corner pieces. Yeah, I ate those. They're gone.
That's crazy, bro.
Is that rude?
A little. Some circles, it'd be grounds for, you know, some whatnot.
Some whatnot? I would deserve a beatdown for eating all the corner pieces.
About a
I feel
down.
Like, it's like, dude.
You'd be up against the wall, though.
You left a pan of brownies in the middle of the Fan Run Studios. You just left them there and
with
walked
no
out.
Utensils. No, the reason the utensils weren't left was because...
Weren't left? Like they took them out so nobody would eat them. No, they're not any here because there's a bunch of dudes here and we ran out. They were scraping into them with their bare hands like a bunch of savages. Luckily, Cole came in. No, those things are getting eaten and the corner pieces
now
are gone.
Now you're calling those guys savages.
And I apologize for nothing.
Really went another direction.
So the U.S. women's national team, what was it, 13-0?
Yeah, run that damn thing. I thought I was going to stay at 3.
And everybody is so upset. And I see both sides of this, man. I'm gonna straddle the middle ground here.
I do, too.
That's what you're best at.
What do you think? Was it over the top? Bear, you're a little bit...
That was over the top? No.
I saw somebody say one of the former women's players is like Hope Solo or somebody said like, you know, give it a rest. Like this is the first women's cup world. This is the first World Cup for several of these women. Let them have their moment. Okay, fair enough. But then she went on to say, would you say the same thing about a man if he did? And I was like, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, you would. It would be 10 times worse. As a matter of fact, that happens all the time. There is an etiquette in men's soccer,
you know,
to scoring
Wambach,
in certain in situations, you do not go over the top. There are certain things you do not do.
No, that'd be a good
cross.
Way to get a fight started, I would imagine.
Yeah. And then Jill Ellis was like, you know, if we were men, you know, would I be taking these questions?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you would.
You'd be getting drilled a lot worse. It'd be a lot bigger news.
They're so quick. Like, they're dying to play the sexism card, man. Just dying. It's like, if I were a man, would you say the exact same thing? Like, yes.
You played your leg like a Stratocaster, you losers. You look like a bunch of classless. They were classless.
That's our team.
I don't care. Yes. They're embarrassed us.
The Warriors.
We would be asking you the same questions if you're a man. As a matter of fact, we're probably taking it a little bit easier on you because you're a woman. We're probably softening the questions we're asking a little bit because you're a woman.
And because it's the first game.
I mean, it's the point. You act like that, you're tempting the gods. You go out and high step
like
it over.
That, you
over,
better come out and ass whip every opponent.
Yeah. No, I mean, if they lose now, if they get into a game with France or somebody, whoever the other favorites
Vive
are.
Vive la France.
Or they come out and go to the 90th minute against some crap team on Sunday, tied.
But I also see – I definitely see that – listen, it's sports. This is what it is. It's your job to stop them. And somebody – one of the players made a good point. I think it was Alex Morgan said, it would have been disrespectful to take your foot off the gas. And that is true in soccer. It's not like football where you put in the backup – unlimited substitutions, you put in the backup, you take the air out of the ball. Like, if you're just sitting there passing the ball back and forth amongst your defensive players, running timeout – that's like a
I mean, I realize that away. Russell, but you don't behave the way they behaved. That's just, it's classless.
I agree with the running up the score. I don't agree with the dances and the celebrations and all that. Act like you've been there before. You know, if you're gonna whip somebody's ass 13-0 in soccer, act like you've been there before after goal number 5.
And show a little humility. But that bunch is always looking for a fight.
But I
and
hope
the first
I
card
hope we're
they're
dancing
play.
For the next
who
2 weeks.
The women, the U.S. women's soccer team.
That bunch?
Yeah. That bunch. I didn't stutter.
That bunch. Like
they're
what?
Always pissed off and wanting to blame everybody for everything. I'll tell you why you don't get paid as much, ladies. Because you don't generate as much revenue. It's a market thing. The market pays what the market pays.
Actually, the most people to ever watch a soccer game in America was the 2015 World Cup final, the women's national team against Japan, of 25 million people watched. But, I mean, that's – it is, yeah.
What about the attendance figures between the men's and women's?
I think they're probably pretty similar.
What are you doing?
Wants it.
Parker has something to add.
He's, quality you, control
you,
wants
you
it.
You asked a question. Good. He's got an answer.
I've got the numbers. I looked that up actually earlier today.
Wait, he's done his research.
And men average 25,000 and the women average like 15,000 a game.
So not bad.
Thank you, Pruitt.
That is a pretty substantial.
Okay, I'm trying to be nice here.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be. I don't mean it as some kind of sexist comment, Russ. I'm just stating facts.
I don't mean that as a sexist comment.
Well.
I'll watch the game on Sunday and I'll look forward to it.
Who are we playing on Sunday?
I don't know. I forgot.
I'm telling you.
Chile. Chile.
For instance.
Well, certainly that's a good, proud footballing nation. Surely
it should
they be somewhat competitive. Maybe it's 6-0 instead of 13.
This is also the same Thailand team that beat Ecuador and Colombia like 12-0 and 11-0 last year.
So. See, here's the deal. Nobody ever talks about the fact that, you know, Beyonce Z probably demands just as much money as her husband, Jay. And, you know, she's a female.
Do they get paid similar?
I think if not, I'm not talking about like all his business stuff, all his business, but just as a performer.
Yeah.
I guarantee you Taylor Swift makes as much money as, if not more than, I mean, who would be her comparable?
I think that's
comparison.
A hard comparison because
no,
it's not. It's not
we're
like
talking
there's
about
a,
tickets.
It's
we're
not like there's a male Taylor Swift. And they're the exact like they do the exact same songs. It's just I'm the man playing Taylor Swift songs.
Ryan
he's a
Adams.
Woman.
Ryan Adams.
Ryan Adams.
Ryan Adams.
Yeah,
I don't like him.
Well, he did the.
He did I don't the like him.
Well, no, I don't. It's
because he's a harasser or harasser. Whatever.
No, it's a personal thing. I'll tell you off the air.
Damn. Oh. Okay.
Do you like Brian Adams?
No.
Summer of 69 is a great song, man. I don't care what
that
anybody
is
says. It's
the
great
most
tune.
Horrendous thing ever. I can
awesome
see why
song.
You would like
the
it.
The theme from the Three Musketeers.
The what?
The movie. Remember the Three Musketeers movie?
Are you talking about Robin Hood?
No, I'm talking about the Three
Musketeers.
He did Musketeers.
One for Three Musketeers, too.
Yes, he did. Yeah. It was a hit.
The one with Leonardo DiCaprio and Charlie Sheen.
That was the man behind the Iron Mask?
No. It was the Three Musketeers.
Oh, yeah. Leo wasn't in that one.
All that I
I'm lying. You got it. We got to get you.
Go ahead.
Baby, you're all Trey, down the.
Feeling that's yourself?
No.
Go on with it, big
girl. Little stage fright all of a sudden?
No, I'm just. I think that's the song.
Everything I do.
That's it. There you go.
I do it for you.
Sing
that's
it,
from
us.
Prince. That's from
Robin
Prince
Hood. Of these. Robin Hood.
Damn it. No.
Yes.
No. Yeah. No.
Yes.
God, y'all, I'm good. I got to get this before we go off here.
Listen, dude.
You better hurry.
Don't pretend like I was there. Sixth grade, 1991. That was the makeout song. That was the song.
What was her name? What was her name in
eighth
grade?
That you play when you go out there and a slow dance comes on at the dance when they play Bryan Adams. Well, that's a different one.
Okay, what?
Well, you're singing
I do.
A different song,
right?
Chad.
We're talking about two different
off
songs,
love.
Bro.
All right,
that's what Sting.
Just stop now.
Sting and Rod Stewart.
Before it gets any worse.
The original Three Musketeers: Bryan Adams, Sting, and Rod Stewart. What a super group!
What was her name, Russell? The girl that got you to take French in eighth grade.
Francia.
Hour number four. You got me rattled.
See y'all tomorrow.
We got overtime coming up next. We'll do it again tomorrow, 3 to 6 here on The Drive.
The Drive.